Welcome to episode
13
of WoW Geekly, a weekly podcast about the World of Warcraft with a streak of geek. This episode was recorded on
Monday,
the
16th of December,
2013. Please remain as you are and let your auditory receptors give a warm, geekly welcome to your hosts, Asheo and Jeffy.
Dark streets of southern England, all the way to the, I believe,
warm,
light,
balmy
Melbourne.
Yeah.
Australia. The other day, how amazing it is that we are sat here, literally on the other side of each other's world, and yet chit-chatting away. Did you ever? I don't suppose you ever saw any of the British Telecom adverts because it was for British Telecom.
Yeah, no, they went big on advertising there, didn't you, mate? No.
But it was, years back, I remember there was an advert where there's this old couple, and the father or the dad or whatever is eating his dinner, and there's a neighbour on their telephone chatting away, and he says to his wife, "Who's she talking to?" And his wife goes, "Oh, she's talking to Sydney." "Sydney who? Not Sydney who? Sydney, Australia." And then he then proceeds to choke on his dinner, and the voiceover comes over and says, "British Telecom connecting the world from £2.95 a minute to Australia." I remember trying to contact. I've travelled with quite a few Australians in the years gone by, and then got home and decided to give them a call. And just the sheer bedlam of trying to get contact with anybody further than basically your next county along.
Yeah.
Operator.
Waiting for the international operator.
Patch me through.
Exactly. I'd like to make a call to Australia. "Well, the lines will be up in 2.5 hours. We'll call you back." Okay. But now...
The line is busy.
The line.
Someone is using the line.
Yes, I think it's your Prime Minister.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, how are you, mate?
I'm sorry. I don't know what came to me then. I just suddenly missed out.
An instant tangent.
It was. I'm home.
Excellent. You
know, there's always a bonus.
I'm home as well. Look at that.
It's nice to wake up to a nice warm bed as opposed to the squeaky freaking wheel on the
trolley in the hospital.
They call it a food trolley, but that's a complete misadvertisement.
Right.
And it comes around about 5 to 6. I don't know why they do it. Why do they do it? Nobody wants to be eating at 5 to 6.
If you're going back in there, maybe take a bloody can of WD-40 with you, mate.
I'm going to take a shotgun.
Yeah.
I don't know why they think there is any medicinal purpose to waking you up at the crack of dawn. Hmm. Especially you don't know who dawn is.
Yeah, that's right.
It's ridiculous. But they persist to do it. And unfortunately, it means I'll be...
Especially when they wake you up 4 hours before that to see if you're okay.
Oh, the first time when I've got in and it's been more of an emergency than this current situation has been, they will do that. They'll come and take the.
Yeah. How you feel? They'll take your vitals.
It's going to take your blood pressure and fuck off. I'm trying to sleep. I mean, what are you trying to do to me? I'm sorry, that's.
They don't like you sleeping too long in hospitals.
Why? I don't understand this.
Well, because then you won't have anything to do during the day.
Well, they do like to say to me things like, "You don't appreciate how much work we've got to do."
Mm.
We've got to fit it all in.
Yeah.
But I tell you, every time I go past that little corral where they all sit, they're all, you know, drinking coffee and chatting.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you should do that chatting at 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah,
do the water cooler conversation at 6 o'clock.
That's right.
Yeah.
Give me another couple of hours.
Do you see what we've had to resort to for our intro there, mate? Number of submissions we've got for our intro. Wasn't hard. Zero. Big fat zero. So what I've had to do, who can I get to do it? And I remember, I have no idea what happened to him, but I remember we used to raid with a mage back in the day that, Yeah, he had a pretty good voice, actually. He should probably get into podcasting or something like that. He's got a pretty good voice. I thought, he's got a good voice. I'll get on to him and see if he can do some sounds for me. So he's done that for me. But
we've certainly got those numbers covered.
Yeah, we've got the numbers.
I don't know if you want to stretch him too much.
So, but I mean, you know, unless people come through and help us, then that's the sort of stuff that I've left to work with. So,
I'm looking at the show notes. This dude's name is Cole Terrain.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure.
Cole Terrain.
Yeah, I think he renamed it. Yeah, I used to call him Red Band. That's what he was when Red he's renamed his tune now and changed faction and moved off server. I don't know what's happened to him, mate. Don't know.
Yeah, well, if he can expand his coverage a little bit and step outside the numbers and the dates, he might do some good.
Yeah, so maybe.
Maybe you should look into that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. But episode 13 made it all the way. And this is late. We are late with the episode. And it was basically not just because Jeppy was flirting with the nurses. We also did have a big argument about, well, 13, I don't know, mate. I think
should skip
like those hotel buildings. We should skip level 13.
Yeah. I was all for doing that, but no.
And then we had Friday the 13th, and I'm like, don't know. But we've swung around, and we're gonna go for it.
It's 13 and a bit. So
13 and a bit. Yeah. Episode 13 and a bit. So don't hold us to the devil's number or anything like that.
Devil's number.
Speaking of which, the 13, mate. What do we know about 13?
You say which?
Which?
W-H-I-C-H? Which? Or which? W-I-T-C-H?
It is the devil's number. The devil's dozen.
What?
It's the devil's dozen. A baker's dozen. Yeah. That's right.
Okay. So you've got some startling 13-based
anecdote. Really. I know you're going to be disappointed that I haven't come up with anything awesome.
I'm used to the disappointment.
It does have some pretty amazing properties when you dick around with the math of it, but nothing that you like. Oh, gee, that's super exciting. I mean, you can see some patterns. You know, like 1/13th. If you do 1/13th as a decimal, there's a beautiful pattern there. It's 0.076923 repeating. So it's 0.076923, 0.076923, 0.076923. There's some amazing symmetry with 13 that you don't often see.
Now that you say it, it does trip off the tongue. Actually, I think it might be my old telephone number in London.
Right.
0.076923, London.
This is 0.076923. Yeah, that was back when you had five digit telephone numbers. When there was, did you have to go through the whole process of switching to 7 to 8 digit phone numbers?
When I was growing up, the number was 01 and then a number, and then they added 071, and then they split the South and North London to 071 and 081.
Right.
And now it's 020 something, bollock. I don't know.
It's all over the bloody place now. You got no idea.
No idea. I like watching old TV shows and seeing the old telephone numbers. Aren't you?
telephone 555.
I tell you what, Wikipedia can be a right old pain in the ass. This is their initial description of the number 13. 13 is the natural number after 12 and before 40.
No shit, Sherlock.
Oh, look at this. It's the smallest number with 8 letters in the name, spelled out in English.
Wow. There you go. And it is the smallest emerb.
What?
Emerb being
E-burp.
Prime backwards. So it's the smallest number where it's a prime and the reverse of its digits is also a prime. 31. 31. 31. An emerb. There you go. Somebody made that up.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did anybody laugh at that time either? No.
Yeah, probably not.
Emerb.
I wonder if it's in the dictionary. So check that out. But no, I'm not going to bore you with the trivias of 13 anymore.
When you say anymore, there you are.
Slip that down at the end.
Anymore. I do find it interesting that things like Apollo 13, because it was almost destined to be a problem, wasn't it? They should definitely have skipped that one.
Yeah.
Apollo 12 and Apollo 14.
Yeah, I don't even. I probably should have looked up why 13 is seemed unlucky. But it really shouldn't.
It seems shouldn't. To be a lucky number.
Yeah, I mean, that can be lucky. I mean, I think it's for every one revolution of the Earth, the moon revolves 13 times. So, you know, it crops up in nature, mate. It's there.
There's all the old Last Supper stuff in there. Obviously, there was 13 apostles, and including Jesus, and then the 13th would have been the Judas.
We had 12 apostles here in Victoria, but a bunch of them fell down in the last few decades. There's not many left now.
What were they, trees?
No, they're giant sandstone rocks sticking up out of the beautiful Australian coast there, mate.
Or they were.
They were, yeah. Google images. Go to Google Images and say 12 Apostles Victoria. You'll see some pretty spectacular pictures, no doubt.
Cool. I will certainly not be doing that later.
All right. You can go back to hospital then. Let's talk some WoW instead.
Okie dokie.
All right. So I'm guessing, just a tipping, that you didn't get too far beyond your setup. Amazingly complex setup process for kicking off a raft.
Well, what I have done, actually, I did more in the last sort of like 16 hours than I've done in the rest of the time. We'll start to build up banks and moving gold around.
Ah.
And that type of thing.
A bit offshoring.
One thing I found, especially on Earthen Ring, that I have way more guild bank space than a real normal person would ever really need. And it was just full of absolute crap.
If it's like you've got all the stuff that you were selling in Burning Crusade that you'd hang on to just in case.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, just in case pretty much sums up 90% of the slots that were filled. Just in, that might come in useful. No, it never will come in useful again.
Just in case.
But I did a rather foolish thing. I said to my son, while I'm incommunicado on the old WoW, you pop in there.
Oh,
if you see anything that needs cleaning out, go ahead and clean it out. And because I have a real hard time. I don't know about you, but I go into my bank and I'm like, just like you just said, I could use that later on.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a quest. Yeah. I'm sure there's a quest for that. What if I have to do that quest again and then I have to go and buy it off the auction house? That'd be awful.
That's right.
And
I had a whole bag full of your mithril tube.
Casing.
The mithril casing, yeah.
For that monkey.
For the monkey quest in Angora.
Yeah. No, I've never done it, but I haven't done that quest for ages, but I had bank slots full of that stuff. And all the, like the, those crystals you pick up around on Goa and then soil and the plant parts and the bog tendrils and, all the things that you remember thinking to yourself, God, I wish I had some of these now, but that was like 6 years ago. You don't need them now.
You do.
Apart from the
crystals. The crystals are still there. It's still there, mate. You're still using for a quest.
Yeah, but I don't know about you. I would have skipped past those quests. I wouldn't have done them, bothered with them at all, because there's no need, because the speed of leveling is so fast.
Oh, well, if you're doing a raft, la de da.
No, even if you leave raft out of it, even if you're just using heirlooms, even then it's still fast, because they've completely, you know, before you'd have to do certain quests, you know. In fact, the Angora one is a good example.
Yeah, but I mean, if you decide you're going to do a zone, and I have been doing Angora, you're going to pick up quests that you where you just pick up stuff when you're out and about doing other quests.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's one I pick up, and you just kind of gather them as you see them.
But it's certainly not as you definitely don't have to.
You don't need a bag. You don't need a bag full of them in your bank. That's for sure.
Yeah, you don't need 96 slots full.
Hmm.
So he went ahead and rather viciously,
you were culling,
vended everything. So I don't know. I've got
culling of Jeffy home,
and it had to be done. And I'm like this with I don't know if you store like TV shows or music on external hard drives.
Hmm.
Now I'm ridiculous. If my banking. Then? Yeah, I might watch that again. I might listen to that again. Never going to do it, but still, I'll stick it on external. And I have that pack mentality with that type of thing as well. So, but if a hard drive dies, I'm none the wiser.
No, that's right.
On it. So I go, oh my God, I've lost all these. Oh, geez, what I'm
well,
do.
I mean, you can reduce those down. I mean, you get a little bloody cigarette packet size that's 3 terabytes now. So you don't need too many to stick them all.
And it's all we've just gone tangent off there. It's all your Netflix and your Hulu and these sites which are storing all those old programs for you. So it's not even like you need them at all. So anyway, he did that. He's gone and gone.
I do need to do the same. Maybe I'd need to hire his services to come and clean out my bags. I need to have a good clean out before Warlords. I really do.
He did a heck of a lot of vendoring, and I haven't seen a heck of a lot of gold, so I assume I paid him for something.
Right, yeah. The gold that he got from vendoring was his fee for cleaning out your bank.
And he's probably sold stuff on the auction house as well. He's sneaky like that. He's probably stored it away because he's thinking, yeah, I'll sell that back to the old man later on when he really needs it. But there was these tons of guild banks. I have, I think on last count, about 9 guild banks.
9 different guilds. Have
9 different guilds. And they all have like 4 or 5 slots. 5 bag slots in there.
Oh my God.
Because I used to have one for cloth and one for skin and one for metals and one for, you know, all the other bits and pieces. One's just for quests, one's for armor, one's for arms. You know, so it all adds up. So I thought, well, what I need to do, of course, is give those over to some of the brand new spanking virginal accounts, which are over on the new Battle.net. And that's what I was kind of doing. Mm. And also, because I suddenly got this fear. I do occasionally look through the forums just as a joke. And I've seen quite a few recent ones where people have said, I just got banned for transferring gold from one of my accounts to another one of my accounts. And the connecting factor seems to be that they're different Battle.net accounts.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Now I thought, now I'm constantly chucking thousands upon thousands of gold internally on a Battle.net account, but rarely do I ever have to transfer between Battle.net accounts. So I thought, I don't want to,
my guild bank.
Exactly. So that's what I thought. I thought what I'll do is I'll load up the guild banks on the old Battle.net account side and then transfer the guild master over to one of the new accounts.
Yeah.
And then there's no argument about the money.
No,
but even if it's just a 24-hour ban while they sort things out, because obviously there's nothing wrong with you transferring gold between yourselves, it's still annoying. Still don't want to be offline for that length of time. So. So I thought I'd better sort that out. And then I think the only other things I did were I set up a couple more guilds over on Airy Peak because I've got no guilds over there. So that needs sorting out. I think that's it, really.
Well, so we got a schedule, or it's still a bit up in the air.
Well, assuming when I get home, finally get home, and I know that I'm going to be home for some period of time, then I will kick on with the hunters, the warlocks, and the mages. Probably initially over on Airy Peak. Now
you realise Madonna's getting a bit narky. She contacted me. She said, "Look, I don't mind you using my name, but I mean, come on, how about cracking with it? Get on with it."
Well, she hasn't been valid since the 90s, so she can shut the f up.
I'll let her know.
I'm calling my next project Gaga, so you know.
Okay, that's fine. Then.
Because the that's not a knife guild hit 25.
That's right. So what do we do?
Part of your content.
Create another 2. It is part of
another guild.
Another 2 guilds.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, well, see, I love the whole building up toward the 25 level guild.
Great leveling guilds. Plus, you can sell them to crazy people that have whole bunch of guilds. You want to buy a guild? Want to buy a level 25 guild? There's actually somebody in guild chat the other day that said. Does anybody know any level 25 guilds that are for sale? I want to buy one for my daughter for Christmas. It's like, how's that? What an awesome dad.
What are you doing? I wish you can do that.
A level 25 guild. God knows. Sounds like a good
maybe
present,
doesn't understand what guild is. She's going to be very, very disappointed.
Oh, I'm sure there's sure there's some sort of attraction to it.
Just a big bank.
But Matterhorn decided.
Stupid name. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can rename them, though, can't you? At cost. Wizard can do cost, anything if you chuck money at them. But Matter decided he wanted to level another one, so he created another one. And we linked them all with Greenwall, so they're all in the same guild chat.
That's smart.
Yeah. It's silly custom chat channel stuff, running out of custom chat channels. And then we created another one, which is it my turn? Will I dive straight into that?
No. I'll finish my video.
Well, I'll create another one. And suspense, I'll tell you what that's for in a little bit.
Well, see, I was before you said all this, actually, I was on Control or WoW, once again, sitting in for Tidra last week. And,
last 2 weeks.
He mentioned that last 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago, yeah. And he mentioned that he was going to create another one. And I think he did it there and then on the show.
Ah. That's a knife. Creation. Yeah. That's right. So we've got that's not a knife, and that's a knife.
This may be a knife as the next one.
That's right.
But then I thought to myself, well, what would be the ultimate test of the leveling prowess of Wrath? But to see if purely solo, as it were, how many levels you could get into a guild without the help of somebody machine-like matter. Because as I'm sure you're fully aware, that's not a knife. Basically, 24 levels of matter.
Oh, I think you might have kicked in a few.
A couple of levels, maybe, but you know what I'm saying is that it didn't. That there was a focus by the people doing the side project on doing the dungeons and doing other bits and pieces, and obviously getting their characters up to a certain level. But there wasn't the manicness of character creation and leveling that you found in your Matto and your Jeppy.
Right,
I think it's fair to say.
Wingy's bloody true alcoholic, mate. He must have filled up all his slots on the repeat by now.
Yeah, that's another annoying thing. Anyway, we won't go on to that. But yeah, I thought, well, what percentage of a guild leveling does one individual do? I thought the best way of testing that would be to create a whole new guild and just have my Wrath characters in it and see how I get on. See, but if there's other guilds going, I see, I quite liked the communal affair of leveling guilds. I'm not sure if I'll do that now.
So if you're wearing the renowned guild tabard, does that increase the speed at which the guild levels, or just your reputation in the guild?
I thought it only affected your reputation. I would love to be wrong on that.
Well, I can test that. Let us know.
Because it doesn't seem to affect your position, your points, if you know what I mean. Like when you look on your weekly total and how much you've added to the guild.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't seem to make that any faster.
I haven't really looked at the numbers, and it's a bit hard to figure out, well, what did I do this week when I had the tabard and versus last week when I didn't. So I don't know how to scientifically tell whether it's making a difference or not.
But I've looked at it. So if I compare myself to Matter, because I was Wrathing and he wasn't Wrathing, he was obviously having to do a lot more levels in order to get the number of points. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was still more contributing more to the guild in a week than you. Okay. Well, then,
I don't know if that's Wrath. That may be unscientific.
Yeah, but that's Wrath. That's different to the renowned guild tabard.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just saying, but that is I was wearing a renowned guild tabard as well.
Right, okay.
And I don't know if he was. I don't know. But anyway, it would be nice if it was, and if it is, that'd be cool.
Lovely.
Oh, and also, I guess we can send can we send those along with the heirlooms cross server?
Yeah, anything that's countbound.
So that's fantastic because I actually had to transfer a few of them with me when I came over to Airy Peak. But now I would prefer to have several more because having to switch out from one to the other, particularly if you're looking to play a mixture of characters while you level as opposed to just focusing on one set all the way up to 85. It's nice for them to have their own guild tabard and not have to constantly remember to send it over.
Yeah. They're only a couple hundred gold. So, yeah, you can buy a whole bunch now and that's not a knife and mail them across. So we should actually point out, we haven't actually done a show since 5.4.2 dropped.
No.
And It seems fairly evident to me that people either didn't read the patch notes at all or read it and didn't really think about the impact of it. And it, all it really was two things, right? So there was the much anticipated ability to mail heirlooms across realms. And what it actually is it's not just heirlooms, it's anything that is account bound. You can mail now to a toon on another realm. So I can mail from Asheo dash Earthen Ring and send mail to Asheo dash Airy Peak and send all my heirlooms across. So if you've got if you've filled up all your slots on a realm and you're dabbling on the side in these heydays of the expansion, you can mail those heirlooms that if you start a toon on a new server and you're in a level one guild, you're not going to be buying too many heirlooms off your guild vendor. So you can mail them across. So that's the one thing that was in there. And the other thing is something that's kind of a bit, I'm still kind of trying to wrap my head around it, how it fits in. But it's essentially embedding the functionality of, not exactly, but close enough, the OQ add-on into the game. So OQ was an add-on that basically used your battle tag to find other people that wanted to group up to do something. And generally that something was your Ordos or your Celestial bosses for the week or, you know, maybe a raid. So they've now built that into the game, but it's not... I kind of went looking for it, expecting to find it. You know, when you press I by default and it comes up and you're looking for dungeon, looking for raid, looking for scenario, I was kind of expecting to find it in there, and I'm poking around trying to find it, and it's not there. It's not actually in that interface, so it's all completely different to the looking for group type interfaces. And where it actually is, it's hidden away in your social window. So if you press O and bring up your social window and you go to your raid tab, there's this new little button up the top called Other Raids. And if you click on that, you get a list of other sorts of raids like Celestials and Ordos that you can basically list your name saying, you know, hey, I want... It's like, you know, the old style looking for raid. Before we had LFR, it was, the looking for group type functionality where you just list your name and, you know, somebody, once there was like acquired a mass of people in there, someone would go through and form a raid and use the people that were on that list that say they want to do that. So it's basically going back to that functionality. And it works really well. I've queued up for it and used it to do some stuff, and you find groups pretty quick. But what I quickly found was the groups that I'd got into were actually OQ groups. So OQ is still alive and kicking. People aren't giving up their OQ to use this new in-game functionality. And I could tell because the person that had put it together was obviously spamming some sort of OQ macro, you know, explaining what was going on in terms of what you can do and what you can't do. So the group had obviously formed using OQ and then they'd pulled in, you know, the other people that had listed themselves through the new in-game thing.
They're filling the gaps.
Yeah, so just filling in the gaps. So it's interesting, and you know, quite a few people have said, including poor old Salty, it was quite funny. I was sitting there on the time of silence waiting for a rare to spawn. And I sit in this particular safe spot where I know I'm not going to get killed. I was just sitting there and I'm checking Twitter and Salty tweeted, because he was working on his legendary cloak and his damn OQ can't get a group. And I'm like, why can't you just use the in-game inbuilt thing? And he couldn't find it, explain where to find it. And then he tweeted, "I'm standing in front of you." And I look back to the screen, there is he standing in front of me in game. It was kind of a bit surreal to see a tweet about, you know, something that was happening in game.
I'm right here.
I'm waving at you. But yeah, and he got a group for it pretty quick as well. So it's working well. But I guess, you know, I don't know if it's working well because, you know, it's linking to the people that are using OQ and that. Yeah, I think really, if you're listening to this and you hadn't used it and you didn't know about it, then please use it. And more importantly, tell your friends, because it really seems like you still see, you know, I'll be out in the Timeless Isle and, you know, general chat is just constantly anybody doing Celestials, anybody doing Celestials. And it's like, well.
But why? This reminds me of the voice thing. The Blizzard make a big song and dance about the fact they were going to have an internal voice system come along long, 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 long time ago. But of course, there were already things that did the job,
and
way better, such as you know, your Ventrilos and your TeamSpeaks.
Yep.
And so it died a death, really, didn't it? I don't know. I can't think of anybody. I can't think of the last time I even looked at that voice thing. I don't even know if
they're still there. Yeah.
And I mean, what is better about the internal system as opposed to the OQ system?
Well, so with OQ, you're basically advertising your battle tag, and that wasn't something that I felt comfortable doing. So I never used OQ because basically you're advertising your battle tag to everybody, and you know that's obviously open for abuse and spamming and all that sort of stuff. So I didn't want to do that.
Okay.
But you know, if someone was forming an OQ group and asked in, you know, the AIE LFG group, "Hey, anybody want to do this?" then I'd join in. But you know, that was just they'd just invite me. That wasn't because I was listed on battle tag with OQ. So I think there's definitely it would be definitely better for that functionality. Unlike the voice thing, where, you know, Ventrilo was fine, there wasn't a need to reinvent the wheel. This kind of functionality does need to be built into the game. And it's kind of odd. I'm still trying to wrap my head around, well, how is this different to LFR? You know, why isn't an LFR type experience working for these other group type things that they're trying to pull together? You know, why didn't they do an LFR equivalent for Celestials to pull together and effectively a pug for that? Why did they implement this other thing? So a bit confused about the way it's been implemented and, you know, what they're intending to
maybe
do.
Maybe it's just a step.
Bit of a stopgap. Yeah, quite possibly.
It does seem to follow along with the idea that the idea of where you are realm-wise will soon become an irrelevance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More so of every point 2, point 3, point 4.
Yeah.
And then obviously on into the next expansion.
So you notice now, even something as basic as the message that spits out when you get a guildie coming online or going offline, and it no longer says Ashayo has come online. Ashayo has gone offline. It now says Ashayo-Earthen Ring has come online.
Yeah. So
it's like, you know, it's really getting to the point of unique identification and you know, thus, you know, doing away with the realm denomination.
I don't know if they changed postal or they've changed the API which sends out whatever postal was picking up as a name, but it does that in there as well. Instead of, if I start to type in one of my character names, it will slap in the full name
with the realm. Yep.
Yeah.
Indeedly.
It's a good, I mean, you know, I think it's all for the good.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I don't see it being a huge problem. I like the idea of having, I don't know, what it would be, 25 Alliance and 25 Horde and not necessarily caring where they're situated.
No, you shouldn't have to. The only odd thing that happens is the phasing. So you get dragged across realms. So you join a raid. And like, I'll be running along. So like Ordos. So you're going to run through all this trash and you get to the top and then kind of everything disappears and you're standing in this, an empty, you know, mobless void. And then all the mobs reappear and it's, you kind of went through this time vortex where you switched realms, and it's a little bit freaky when that happens. So it's not perfectly seamless.
No, nor will it ever be while there's still things like time zones and all that sort of thing either. I mean, it's not gonna.
Yeah.
But it's a step forward, isn't it? You know. But you're right. I still would like the idea of having just, I can put 50 slots where I want to put 50 slots. Yeah. But I can see at some stage, if you carry on this through, the idea that me as a character, I as a character, and this happens in some MMOs, having a shared bank between all my characters.
Yeah.
You know, not having to worry about what realm they're on. Now, I don't know how that works with things like blocking scammers and gold people and that type of thing. That might be a problem. But
yeah, they're pretty adamant. They don't want you easily sending items and gold and everything else across. The only thing you can send is account-bound gear.
Yeah, see, that's always going to be a bugbear for all of us, unless they just take the final step and say, well, there is no, you know, you're in Azeroth.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, you're not in a split realm. And I can't see that not necessarily being the case at some future state, you know.
Time will tell.
They've obviously got the mechanics now to not worry internally about what realm you're on.
Right.
Definitely. You know, they don't, that there's, you know, although as you said, it's not seamless, the fact that you do notice a sudden change of mobbage and maybe even change of daylight or nighttime, you know, compared to some games where you see a distinct loading screen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, that would be unacceptable. No, yeah.
That would be unacceptable. And I think when they started talking about cross-realm zones and all that, again, it's by far from seamless. And the amount of times I've seen my passenger fly off the back of my rocket.
Yeah.
And although it does seem now that regardless of how far I carry on going, the thing does catch up.
Most of the time, yeah, it's interesting. Most of the time it will catch up. Sometimes they'll just plummet to their death.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the guiding factor is between
I haven't figured
plummeting
it out
and surviving.
But
I got quite far on one of my characters, and all of a sudden, boom, he was back again.
Generally, the plummeting occurs where it's phased. So you run back to your body and res, and then you can't get back on the mount.
Yeah. Well, any phasing that takes place, like, for instance, that they've got to the stage where one of your characters is looking at a different, I know what you mean by phasing, you know, they're looking at a different scenario because things changed because of the quest and they did.
Mm.
That's a different thing altogether, isn't it, really? That's like.
Well, I mean, the Stormwind docks is phased.
Because of the move when you go over to Northrend and stuff.
Well, no. Just, I was trying to get my Lobitune to Ratchet and I could not for the life of me remember where the boat left from, and I thought, oh, that's down. I'll go, you know, I forgot it was from Booty Bay. I'll go down to the Stormwind Docks. So I've jumped on the back of a sandstone drake, flew down to the docks, and my toon got, you know, so I was actually at one of the piers where the boats come in, and my toon got knocked off, dropped to the ground. I flew down to him, and it's phased. I couldn't get back on again. I had to run back up into Stormwind before he could get back up on the mount. Why the hell is that phased?
Because there's a quest line, isn't there?
Is there?
I don't know what I can't remember if it's the going out to. Yeah. There's a quest line. You know when you get on the boat and there's that dude who's a bit effeminate and remember that quest
line? Well, I could imagine once you're actually on the boat and you're heading off to some other zone, but
no, but there's quest givers for certain people. Yeah, there's definitely some. I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. But I know.
Well,
that
kind of implies that I did it on my high level turn. I certainly don't remember doing it, but maybe I did.
It's one of the. I'm sure you did. It's one of the seed quests to get you out to one of the new areas.
The Twilight Highlands or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those.
Could be. You're a smart bugger.
It's not could be. Yeah, so, yeah, but that, you know, again, unfortunately, that does kind of take you out of the whole situation, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah.
You're, it's a distinct thing that you're doing as much as you're taking a Lobe character, I guess. And I kind of think they're working towards people who are questing to go to that level. And it's not
something that's
high on their agenda.
Probably not high on the QA test list.
Yeah.
Granted.
I see a lot of things like that. I think to myself, well, this is ridiculous. How can I? I'm trying to do five tunes and this is not happening now because, oh, hang on a second. I'm trying to do five tunes. Yeah. They're taking that into account.
But I've been, I was trying to figure out, so on my That's Not a Knife Warlock, it was my 50 something or other Warlock. I was trying to figure out what the quickest way to get to 60 was. And so I've got an 85 Druid that's on air repeat as well. And so I started doing an experiment to try and figure out, well, what's the quickest way to power level? You know, can you actually power level anymore? So being at 55, I thought, well, that's pretty close to 58. And when you hit 58, you know, you're out in Hellfire Peninsula. And again, I'm getting awesome gear and a lot more XP out there. So I'll head out to Hellfire Peninsula and just, you know, group up and kill stuff. Because I know that, you know, even if you're not grouped, if you help, you're still not going to get the full experience per kills. So I went to Hellfire Peninsula and I was getting 200 experience per kill. I thought, that doesn't seem very much. You know, granted, they're very quick. They're very quick kills because you're basically one-shotting stuff as an 85 Druid. So no, that's really not working for me. And I thought, well, maybe if I go, so, you know, 55, so maybe if I went to a level 60 raid, so I'm thinking, AQ, maybe if I go to AQ 20, I'll do a lot better. So dragged myself on down to AQ and jumped in there. And whilst I was getting 550 XP per kill, so it's more than double, obviously, the level 60 elites are taking me a lot more to kill than your level 58 normals that are out in Hellfire. So it wasn't good on the math because it was so much slower. Plus I was dying. My 55 would pull aggro, and you know, some mob would run off the side and kill it. So that wasn't a good idea either. So I thought, maybe I'll head to a super high zone. I'll go to Oldham. You know, my 85 Druid's going to rock through Oldham. Maybe my Lobe Warlock will get good XP there. Nope. If you kill something in Oldham, you only get basically the same as what you get in Hellfire. So even though you're killing like level 83 mobs, you're still only getting 200 XPs per kill.
Oh, no.
So they've really, really fine-tuned the no power leveling thing to a point where I can't find a really good way to power level anymore. And what I ended up doing was took them out to Mount Hyjal. And you know, when you first get to Mount Hyjal and you've got all those elementals that are spawning in front of the main building. Good. So yeah, the rock dudes. So I just stood there and slaughtered a few hundred of those. And again, you're getting 200 per kill, but because you're not having to run around and there's NPCs helping you and they respawn really quickly, that was probably the most efficient way I could find to level quickly.
Yeah, it's always that way up between your speed of killing and the amount of XP you're receiving.
Yeah.
I mean, you always had to wait out. That's why the Trogs were so good.
Mm.
Individually, you kill one of those Trogs, you're getting piss all XP. But they're in bunches of 50, you know, and you can basically blast all 50 of them in a couple of hits.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's just the multiplier. So.
Uh-huh. But, and so, and the other thing I did was run through, you do one run through dungeons to do the quests, because the quests in dungeons give great XP. So I ran myself through Lower Blackrock Spire and Upper Blackrock Spire. And I'll tell you what, 8 years longer, 8 years later, I still can't find my way around Lower Blackrock Spire.
No.
Oh, man.
There's holes in the ground which you fall through.
Yeah.
You think, how did I get there?
You're looking up. You go one way and you do some bosses and you're like, okay, where do I go now? I'm like at a dead end. I track all the way back and I just wandered around for, it was very time inefficient, but I was like determined to finish it. And I wandered around and got there eventually, but I don't know. There's something about Lower Blackrock Spire that just throws me for a six in terms of figuring out where to go. So if anybody can explain concisely or has a nice map of, because it's multi-level, even the in-game maps don't really help. It's like, well, how do I get over there?
You know, I used to hate it because you'd see a exclamation mark or you'd see something you needed to get or question mark in the question. And you'd be like, I'm stood away on it.
It's below me. I don't know. But it was.
No, it's definitely a pain in the ass area. That. Although the amount of things you can kill in there is pretty huge.
Oh yeah, and time well worth spent because and I didn't even notice until I was going through my bags later. I got myself a warg pup and a smolderweb egg.
Oh yeah,
from the spire. So that was pretty good. A couple of extra pets,
and also the. No, that's not. I was going to say also the Jenkins title, but that's not there, is it? Yeah, it is there.
That's upper Blackrock's spot.
Upper Black. Yeah.
I did try for that, but didn't manage to get it. I mustn't have killed enough quickly enough.
I used to have to go in. It's fantastic for a major's angle or something that's got mass kill. Yeah.
It's a big AOE.
It's a pain in the ass. Yeah.
That was good. So I got my little druid to 60. And now, this brings me to, you know, what kind of people are looking for already there, you know, the lull in the expansion. What are people doing before before Warlords drops? I'd love to hear what people are doing. But what I've decided I'm going to do, or one of the things that I'm going to do, since Warlords is taking us back to Outlands before it was Outlands, I'm going to do the Outland again.
Again?
Again. For old time's sake.
All of it. All, you of mean it. All of it.
The whole lot.
Every quest, every little turn, every little corner.
Every little nook and cranny. And then,
on what level character?
It'll be nice and fresh in my mind as to what the differences are when Warlords comes along and all these zones have changed and everything.
On what level character are you doing that?
Well, at the moment it's at level, but you know, obviously I'll out level it.
Out level it, yeah.
Yeah, but that's all right.
But you'll do it. You're going to do it unboosted.
Well, we were going to do this little project unboosted, but now we've got so many little projects happening that we've all agreed that as long as we keep within the level range that we want to be, so that we can. You know, we can do dungeons and everything together, that heirlooms are allowed.
Didn't last long, did it?
Yeah, 542 drops, and mate, I mailed those heirlooms across faster than you could blink an eye.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would hinder themselves, really, by not. I know, you know, it's nice to have the challenge of saying, well, I went in there, I didn't have heirlooms, didn't have VAF, I got all the way up to 90 and da da da. So what?
Yeah, I mean, really.
I've done two in that time.
Yeah. Really, this whole experience is about leveling and, you know, doing dungeons with friends. And so as long as we're staying within five levels of each other, then that's fine.
Yeah.
No drama.
Yeah.
So doing
the fact that one of you takes 6 weeks to get to the 16, and one took 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, it did take me. That's why I was trying to power level, because I was being so busy. I was way behind. They're all sitting there waiting for me. I'm like, I'm coming.
Got there eventually. I think anything that requires you to stay within a certain level, you know, occasionally some people will have to step outside the rules and
Oh, Wingy turned his he hit 60 and turned his XP off. That's the other thing to keep in mind. You can turn your XP off. Let's turn your XP off and come and run some dungeons with us.
If anybody turns my XP off, I would kill them. I'll turn the phone.
I can't imagine that would be number one in any of your stratagem for playing the game, I must admit.
No, turning XP off, not going to happen.
But our latest idea, why are we so busy in all these other little side projects? So our latest side project, and I'll hope you'll join into this one. Because I can imagine that it's something that you're going to want to do.
Oh, okay.
So I've created a guild called Warlocks. And the only toons are allowed in it.
I'm shocked that was available.
So was I. So the only toons that are allowed in it are Warlocks. And
cunning.
Cunning. And all we're doing is running dungeons as five warlocks. No tanks, no healers, just five warlocks.
I believe I saw some screenshots.
Yeah. So you hit, we all hit 15. So what's the first dungeon you do, everybody thinks to do? Ragefire Chasm. No worries, let's queue up for Ragefire Chasm. You can't because you don't have a tank or a healer. Can't queue up because the only role you can pick is DPS.
Void Walker and bandages, come on.
That's exactly. Come on, stupid game. I've got a voidy, got bandages, I've got soulstone. No, actually, didn't have soulstone. We don't have soulstone in 15. Got drain life. Should be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought, oh, well.
Drain life. We don't need no healer.
That's right. We'll just slog it. We'll just foot it on over to Orgrimmar and just waltz in.
Oh, hang on a second. Aren't you?
Reliance. We're alliance. We're alliance. We're trying to do Raids Fire Chasm at 15. So we rock up to the back gate of Orgrimmar, and when we're about 3.5 kilometres out, the level 90, the level 90 guards kind of go, not so close, sunshine. Bam, you're dead. And as an alliance, your nearest graveyard, yeah, not that near. In fact, it's about a 4-minute run.
Oh, jeez.
And so death flops through Orgrimmar, not that viable. So, no worries. We'll just fly in. So I bring on over my higher level warlock, who's level 62 now.
Oof.
Jump on my flyer. Try.
But those guys were shitting themselves, 62.
Try to fly into Orgrimmar with my little level 15 on my back. And, flying guards, not so close, sunshine. And then I got killed and, my body, because I was flying, fell down somewhere up high and I couldn't even get back to my body.
Oh, no.
Couldn't even get back to my body. And if you die as an alliance inside of Orgrimmar, the graveyard is just south of, Razor Hill.
Oh, jeez.
And if you res at the graveyard at Razor Hill, you get one shot by the guards.
Bit of a catch-22.
Couldn't get back to my body, couldn't res at the graveyard.
Oh,
jeez. So I was kind of res, run away from the graveyard, die, run back to my body, res, run away a bit more. So finally escaped that hellhole. And took ourselves. Oh, we thought, okay, we're going to have to come back to Ragefire Chasm sometime later with a level 90 to fly us in or something. Headed on down to Brain Fart. What is it?
Dead
Wailing Caverns.
Oh, Wailing Caverns.
Wailing Caverns.
Is that next?
It's in the range. You've got your Dead Mines and your Wailing Caverns and your Ragefire Chasm. So we rocked on down to Wailing Caverns for our first level 15 five-man warlock run. And, mate, it was a freaking blast. It was
literally
awesome. Ah, and, yeah, literally. So three of us had our void walkers out for most of it, and two of us had our imps out for a bit of extra DPS. And it was just beautiful. The trash went down, no problems. So I thought, yeah, trash, yeah. Easy peasy. So I get to the first boss, And of course, you know, the Vorties are holding aggro, no trouble. But the Vorties, not much health, and your health funnel means you're not doing DPS to the boss. So basically, Void Walker would die. You know, boss turns to the next Void Walker. Your first Warlock reses the Void Walker, sends it back in again. So the tank's just rotating between those three Void Walkers while we're DPSing them down. And doing drain life and health funnel and dotting, you know, you do corruption, miss, corruption, miss, corruption, miss.
I saw the, in the picture, miss. I saw lots of miss.
You finally get corruption, hit, whoa, yeah, I got a corruption, I got dot, more dots. And it was freaking awesome. We just loved it. So not a single death, though. I think I came down to about 5% health at one point because I pulled aggro and I'm like, come on, Voidy. No, not a single death, definitely no wipes. And it was awesome. It was a barrel of laughs. So, if you're looking for something fun to do with some guildies, I suggest, pick another class. See how you go with five something else.
I've seen five death knights and those sort of combinations.
Right. But yeah, I mean, death knights, you know, start at 58, they're OP at 58. Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Try five mages or something.
But, five warriors.
Yeah.
So I've got charge. Can you imagine the charge on a boss? Charge! Actually, you'd have to stagger it. Yeah. Stagger it so that you got the effect.
Get the stun.
Just keep him stunned until he's dead.
Yeah, stunned, dead. But yeah, the screenshot I did of all five of us doing drain life, the green fire on the boss. That was wicked. So yeah, mate, we need to get you to crate three warlocks and.
But that's join you've warlocks. Already got your.
Oh, we've got six, but you know we can always do more.
Yeah. Okay.
Bit of rotation.
Maybe I'll just create five warlocks and do it myself.
Well, you're welcome to. We'd love to have you along.
I come in on my level 90.
Your five level 90 warlocks. No.
Yeah,
it's all going to be a level. So it's that's. And now we went from. We're all 15. We come out of there and we're all pretty much 18. So now we've got Soulstone, you know, which is basically Battle Reds. So now we're set. Now we're really cooking with gas.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with those dungeons. It's we don't have a res. We're a level one guild, so we don't have mass res. So we really need our soulstone for the battle res. So very looking forward to that. So they're the sorts of things that I've been doing in this part of the expansion. Some ideas for people to keep some interest in the game. There's plenty of things to do. And as I said,
I was. Sorry.
Yeah, if people have got things that they're doing that they want to share,
yeah,
let us know.
We have a very sharing audience.
I mean,
I was flooded by personal emails and personal DMs from people who, having listened to episode 12, wanted to stress their disgust at your cheating in the Celestial Tournament.
Uh-huh.
And, actually, a few of them were quite harsh and did say that you should be stripped of the titles. That you may have achieved, any pets you may be now able to pick up, and basically booted from the game. So, you know, there was somebody called Kim said that you should be left alone and not to be picked on, but I don't know who that was.
Everybody
else genuinely hostile, yeah.
Oh, thanks, people. Thanks for the love.
You all flooded in.
Mm.
All of them from our two listeners. It was split down the middle, one of the listeners. Yeah. Oh, actually, as I was saying, I forgot to write it. Warlocks.
I was going to, but I forgot.
Yeah, you should defend yourself.
Yeah.
That you got the Warlocks guild name, because I, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, trying to get guild names, I wanted to, because although it's not, you know, a lot of the guilds that I create are just for collecting cloth, so it's called Jeppy Cloth.
Yeah.
And not, you know, it's not that sort of guild that anyone's ever going to want to buy Jeppy Cloth. But then I've been thinking, well, you know, in anticipation of perhaps at some stage, perhaps getting rid of the guild and or opening it up to more people who aren't just me. You know, you want to give it a name. So, it was, you know, the focus seems to be on warlords, name warlords. This is quite popular at the moment, shockingly enough.
Funny about that.
I was poking through my guilds that I do have, and some of them are I have no idea where they came from. I've got one called High Warlords.
Oh.
It just happens to, I must have picked it up somewhere. Yeah, level 9 guild, I just noticed it now.
Be worth High a fortune, Warlords. Mate. Sell that one off.
Yeah. I can't remember what did I get? I've got, the one I chose for Epic is called Iron Warlords, yeah. Because I thought it was quite good because there's iron stuff going on, isn't there? And there's warlords.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so easy to create one now. So, I mean, I say it's easy. But then I'm looking, setting in trade just before I go ahead and create my own guild, you know, and get my 5-6 characters over to the starting zone just to create the guild. And people are offering ridiculous 500 gold. I saw some dude offering
300 gold for a single
set. What's that about?
Well, it's so bloody hard to get anybody to sign it now.
Yeah. Well, it's hard enough as it is.
Sometimes you get people who have no idea what's going on. Like I was, you know, at the actual starting area, and some dude had just created a character, and I whispered him saying, "Can you sign my charter?" And he went, "What's a charter?" So he's got no idea. He'd obviously never done it before, so I spat it up in his face, and he signed it, and he went, "Oh." And then when the guild got created and he's in guild chat and he sees, you know, the guild chat go by, he's like, "What the f?" I go, "Thanks, mate." Yeah, cheeky.
I thought it was when he saw in trade that somebody was offering, "Oh, 500, what? That dude got it for nothing." Yeah, I've had a few people who have quit before you get to the guild, dude. Have you ever seen that?
People that quit.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you sign the guild charter. Actually, they can't. That's not true. That is not true. They can't quit. So what they must be doing is deleting the character. Something's happening.
Yeah.
That you think you've got 5 and you run back and there's only 4.
Yeah.
What happened there? So I don't think you can actually leave a unformed guild.
Unsigned the charter. Yeah, but you can do something to invalidate your signature. So, but yeah, I don't remember what that is.
Yeah,
I think back in the day, you actually had to still be logged in. So if you logged out,
in the day, it was 10 people. No, it's 4 people and you.
That's it.
Good.
Easy peasy.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I shouldn't do this project. I should make part of this project creating 25 level 25 guilds.
Yeah, sell them off. Maybe that's how you make gold in Warlords.
All the different spelling warlords with the 2 O's and the D and the ES and
maybe start creating guilds with the name Garrison in it. Warlord Garrisons.
Or you just have you think of all the popular names. Dave's Garrison.
Yeah.
Gary's Garrison.
That's right.
Pete's Garrison.
Jimbo's Garrison. Sell them for a fortune.
Actually,
mate.
John's Garrison will go well. John's Garrison. Mm. I think we're on to something there. I think I can hear the words ka-ching.
Exactly right. But there you go. I am still plodding along, crazily enough, on my second legendary cloak. I'm up to the 20 secrets. So I got through my 3,000 valor. Screwed myself up because of the stupid valor cap again. And I've lost track of how many times this year I've screwed myself up because of the valor cap. So I needed it was less than 90. I needed less than 90 valor to get my 3,000. So I queued up for an LFR and completed it and got like 40 valor. I'm like, what? Why don't I get 40 valor? Did I need to do part of it or something? And then I realized I was at 3,960. So all I got was 40 valor rather than the 90. And
how many times?
That's really crappy. I mean, I earned those 90 valor, right? It doesn't say, you know, have them in your currency. It says earn them. Well, I earned them. That should have given me those 90 valor, whether I had them then to spend. But I earned them. Ticket it. Yeah. I did. I opened a ticket, and then I ran another an LFR, and after I spent some valor and got it, and then closed the ticket. Nah, I didn't. But yeah, that was annoying. That slowed me down a bit. But the fun that I had with the, if you remember, there's two battlegrounds you need to run at that point in the chain. One of them is the mines of something or other, which every time I've run that, the horde seem to romp it in. I don't know whether it's the positioning or I just got lucky or whatever. But it's the one where you're basically escorting mine carts. And if you own those carts, the horde own them as they get home, then, you know, you get your resources go up for them. And we always, every time I've done that, it seems to be, you know, an easy horde win. So I got that one easy. But your other one was probably should have looked it up. The other one's where you get four coloured balls and you pick them up and you run into the middle of the arena, and the longer you hold them, the more points you get. And basically it's just run around and try and hang on to these balls, and not die, and you know, get your 1,600 points faster than the Alliance. And so this is the first time I've done this as DPS. So I've run it as healer, and healing's fun because you just heal yourself and try not to die. But as a DPS, hanging onto the balls, you get targeted pretty darn quick and die a lot and die and die. And I seem to be coming up against organized groups, and we're just getting slaughtered time and time again. And that let me tell you, that wasn't a lot of fun. I'd have enjoyed those battlegrounds when I've done them in the past. But I think there must have been an organized group doing it. So I let it go, and I came back the next day and queued up. And the difference between a semi-organized battleground and just a fully pug one is chalk and cheese. So this one, clearly there was a bunch of people that had formed it and, you know, were talking. And, you know, even before it had started, they're like, okay, these are the, you know, they've only got one healer. This is the druid healer. So, you know, kill the healer. And, you know, stay focused on him. And that was awesome. I picked up the one of the orbs, and I'm just running around, and I'm running up the steps and around the corner and jumping back down again. And I had a ton of fun in that one. And, yeah, we romped it in, won it easily. So, one of those things where I think, yeah, you can, if you're losing battlegrounds a lot because they're just pugs, I think if you can, you'll enjoy battlegrounds a lot more if you can actually get some people together and run them a bit more organized. You seem to have a lot more success.
I think it's the same quite a few things in the game, though, isn't it?
True, yeah.
And once you add in the community spirit,
yeah,
you give it a...
Cranking it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I'm working on my 20 secrets. See how I go.
What's your time scale?
Next few. Well, it depends. I remember when I did them first time around, I got pretty darn lucky and got quite a few drops. So I don't know. From what I gather from frustrated tweets, it doesn't seem like they've upped the drop rate. So, yeah, it's all up to RNG. But, of course, there are now, you can not only get those secrets from the four wings of Throne of Thunder, you can get them from the first two wings of Siege of Orgrimmar. So there's more bosses per week that I've got a chance to get them from. So shouldn't take too long. Touch wood. Knock my skull. See how I go. That's it. Cranking along nicely there. So between that and real life work, which has been kicking my ass still, I think I've managed to get in some quality game time there, mate.
Yeah, you've done a lot more than I've done.
Well, you know, you've been dragged strapped away from the bed. Computer. Yeah.
But still. I did spend quite a bit of time watching TV shows on the iPad, which is quite cool.
Ah, very good.
Certainly makes a heck of a lot of difference to the boredom level.
Mm. Yep.
I should point out that Blizzard have proved once again that they listen avidly to the show.
Mm.
And I don't know, I'm sure the listener and his friend remember 2-3 episodes back, I was talking about the nasty catch-22 that I got myself into with a recruiter friend. In as much as against all odds, I managed to pick up all 8 rewards and yet still had several to claim.
You were blocked up, mate.
And I was blocked up. Yeah, constipated, as it were, electronically. And not able to therefore recruit another one from my normal BattleNet account. But what they've done now is they say, if you go into the social window, where it all seems to be happening these days, it says here, you can recruit a friend and earn fantastic rewards. And then in red it says, you have earned 3 rewards, but already have every possible choice. Check back again when there are new choices available. So not only is that quite cool, because it means I can, if I want to, although at this stage I don't want to, recruit a friend from this particular BattleNet, but it also tells me how many rewards I've got left, which is free.
That's very now, nice of them. Thanks,
I'm not sure how they're going to... Yeah, because there was no way of telling in the new system. There's still no way of telling how many days you have left, which I find a tad annoying.
They'll be working on that. 5.4.4, man.
And, yes, that's quite cool. So, like I said, I'm not in any position to be recruiting from this current BattleNet, but at least I know I can if I want to.
Yeah. Very good.
Thank you, Blizzard. And carry on listening. Maybe we've got a third listener, and it's Mike Morheim. Actually, it wouldn't be Morheim, would it? Because he's like, who would it be? Who would be the big boy? Who's Tom Chilton? Isn't Tom Chilton a wow man?
Tomo.
Yeah, so he's obviously listening.
Fair enough. So, mate, we got an email this week.
We did. It flooded in to the email box. It was hard to find it amongst all the other emails. And we do get a ton of emails. Unfortunately, most of them have to do with penis expansion.
Yeah.
So we're not able to read those out on the show.
Oh, but I keep subscribing and giving them the money. And I don't know what's going on. I'm still waiting. I don't know what's going on there.
They've got to have something to work with.
Ah, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. You can't expand nothing. Anyway, enough about your genital problems. This is from Amy Jade, and he's used the surname Agamond. Now, is that a server? It may well be. It does sound familiar.
It's a name from the law.
Oh, is it? Mm. Oh, God. Don't talk about me. Law.
I'll tell you what, slight track, and I know we plug them a lot, but we'll keep plugging them. This week's Bitter and Salty with Molson's law background on the that place that we're going to back then. Very
Dr.
good.
Dr. Anal.
Very good. It actually made me want to ask somebody what are the law books and I should read them, because there's all this story and stuff, and it was like interesting, and made me feel bad that like he did that I just played all this stuff and didn't really have a clue what was going on.
There's a ton of backstory books that you read, even comics if you want to get some comics.
I've decided that's some holiday reading. I'm gonna sitting on the beach when I have the Christmas break, I'm going to get some WoW lore stuff. So if anybody's got some recommendations for me on what I should read, let me know.
It's funny how the books have progressed over the years, because initially, and I don't want to upset anybody, but initially they weren't that fantastic. There were a few good ones among the initial load going back in time. But they weren't, like most game books are not great literature by any stretch of the imagination. I can say that with my hand on my heart. But some of the more recent ones have been, in and of themselves, even if you weren't necessarily a huge fan of the game, very, 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 very readable.
Right.
And well worth reading.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the quality of the writing has improved considerably, particularly from the likes of Christy Golden, who's been writing quite a few of the recent ones, well worth reading. If quite a few of them are, at least in the more recent ones, are available as audiobooks as well. And depending upon the reader, narrator, they can be very good. One thing I would like Blizzard to look into at some stage, and what some of the bigger franchises have done, like Star Trek and Star Wars and so on, Lord of the Rings, is do full cast recordings.
Right, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be cool. And maybe with the film, you know, coming out in a couple of years' time, and more people will get into the actual as a story as well as a game. That would be interesting to see how they go progressing with that. But anyway, that won't get this email read, will it?
No. So get on with it, lad.
Emma Jade Agamore. Hey, Asheo and Jeffy. What's that? Why Asheo for? I don't know.
Alphabetical, mate.
It's like saying salty and bitter. What?
It's alphabetical. Anyway.
Hey, Asheo and Ayepi. That's how I'm going to change my name now. Ayepi. I just wanted to toss you guys a quick letter, toss us, telling you that I'm really enjoying this show and to please keep up the good work. Oh, well, sadly, number 13 has let you down. Sorry about that. Listening to you two banter about actually feels like I'm sitting around chatting it up with a couple of old friends about the online game we love to play. As you know, there are lots of different podcasts that focus on various aspects of the game. Some focus on raiding, some focus on the players, and most talk about the upcoming changes and current news. But your show is more personal in the fact that you these guys discuss everything in between. Yes, we can't focus because we don't really do it.
ADHD,
Shay doesn't. When I hear Cher talk about his frustrations doing a certain daily, or when I hear Jeppy talk about another player being rude, or when either one of you tells a story about a funny experience or situation, I'm always laughing right along with you guys. So if the truth be told, I'm sure the reason I enjoy listening to WoW Geekly is because I think my outlook and style of play in the game is a lot like your own.
Awesome. That's exactly what we're aiming for, wasn't it?
Exactly. That's why we've got so few listeners.
Yeah.
Because there's like six people that think the same as us. And they're all listening to
Paul. Nobody thinks the same as you, mate.
No. So why am I writing you guys today? Well, after watching the Madonna Project video, I have to admit it got me thinking about getting a second WoW account with the new RAF special offer. There you go. I'll probably never have the talent jewel box. It's obviously a new use of the word talent, which I haven't come across before. But I hope to raise a few new tunes to cap with some help from the leveling boost. And I have to admit that the two-seater flying rocket RAF mount is very appealing. So since I'm going to blame the two of you for my spending more money on a second account, I decided to write to you to tell you about it. Blaming us? Actually, why aren't we getting a kickback from Blizzard? I think every time that happens, we should definitely get a small share of that.
Fair enough, yeah. Just a 10-year game card would suit me. That'll be fine.
Yeah. Just the 10 years.
Yeah.
The very same day I watched the Madonna Project, I purchased a second account. There you go, that's money in the bank. I think between the game time and purchasing a second account, the total cost was about $30.
Money well spent.
Which is right, isn't it? Because it's about, currently, up until the end of the month, it's $15 for up to Panda, and then it's another $15 for a month. So there you go. When you consider my original account, will get a free month of playtime, then you can cut that cost in half. Yay! So for a mere $15 investment, I now have my main account, a very sweet two-seater rocket mount, and I also have an extra WoW account to mess around with for the next 2 months for faster leveling and gifting of levels to some new alts. It's win-win. Sounds like win-win to me.
Bang.
Wouldn't you know it, but the day after I purchased the second account, the area where I live got hit with a really bad snowstorm. Oh, no. It was looking all so good then. It was looking all shiny, but no. Normally with severe weather, our rule error. Oh my God. Here we go. Let me put those teeth back in. Normally with severe weather, our rule error. What? Area often loses our internet service and sometimes we lose our electrical service too. Oh my goodness. This time, however, we got lucky and we were able to keep them losing both. My oldest, who's now a senior in high school and will be leaving us next fall for college. So how old will that be? 17, 18?
Oh, I would think so, yeah. 18.
18. Was quite bored being stuck at home, so I asked her if she'd like to play some WoW. He want to play some WoW. I taught her to play years ago, and she's quite good. But with work, school, and boys, her interest, needs to say, has waned. Yeah, I'm like that with the boys.
Yeah.
So with a new goblin shadow priest named Hoopy Food... Extra points if you know where that's from.
No, I'm afraid I don't. Well, if I did,
oh,
I've forgotten. Hoopy Food.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Really?
Hoopy Food, yeah. It's not a name. They make the hoopiest. Yeah, it's like a slang saying in the books.
Oh.
And the Torn Druid. You need to go back and read.
Sorry, I'll go
and
read it. The
Torn Druid named Hytale, we set out for some adventuring in Azeroth. As the snow and ice pummeled our real life home, we sat playing the game together with lots of hot chocolate laughter. As we turned in quest after quest, it seemed like every 30 to 40 minutes, one of us was saying, ding! And I was amazed at how fast we were leveling. 30 to 40 minutes.
30 to 40 minutes? What have you been doing? You're just sitting around. Shouldn't it take you 10 minutes? Come on.
I take it that's later on in the leveling process as opposed to earlier. We'd argue about which areas to go to and which quests or dungeons we should run. Sometimes we'd get engrossed in the storylines and sometimes we'd hurry up the pace just to reach the next level. We played for a few hours off and on each day, in between sledding and watching movies since there wasn't much else we could do. When the weather cleared 4 days later, this is only 4 days Oof. Later, we found that our two toons had reached level 72.
Wow.
Hello, level 72. And are now poised to begin adventuring on the shores of Northrend. Going to a place that actually looks like you're outside of your house.
Yeah.
Now that the roads have been cleared and life is back to normal, I was a little sad to see our days of questing together end. Mm. I always strive to be a good parent, but time speeds by so fast. It's often easy to miss the little things with our kids. It's true enough. Little things like watching the snowfall outside our picture window blanketing the world in white, discussing how many marshmallows make for a perfect cup of hot chocolate.
Three.
Or just having, is it? Depends how big they are. Just having fun laughing and enjoying a video game together. Aww. So imagine how I felt when I came home from work the other day and my daughter asked, Dad, over the Christmas break, we can get our toons up to the cap so I can raid.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Of course, I told her yes, but when I asked her why the sudden interest, she said, and I quote, I want to raid because I'm really loving mountain faces.
Obviously, girl.
That $15 for my RAF account was the best investment I've spent in a long time. Oh, keep up the great work on the show and the videos, and happy holidays to you and your families. My best always, Amy Jade.
Thanks, mate. That is
a damn fine email.
Mm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, I really enjoyed that email and I love the sentiment that it expressed. Sadly, it is against the terms of service for you to let your daughter over the age of 15 play on your Battle.net. So I'm having to report you both. But, you know, no, right. But it is amazing. And the fact that in 4 days, and you linked it up to sledding and watching movies as well. You got to level 72. It just shows you how fantastic the RAF experience is.
Exactly.
Little bit jealous because obviously when I RAF, I do it alone, being a Billy no mates. But
yeah, Scotty.
It's nice to see other people do it properly.
Scott no mates.
Got no mates.
Yeah.
But that funny enough.
Amy J's actually in the Flex team that I run with and. I aspire to his level of awesomeness as a warlock.
Mm.
Yes.
He's a warlock expert.
Oh, yes. He's knocking the numbers out of the ballpark, mate.
Does he still do his blog? Because he did a very good Amy Jade warlock blog.
Warlockery.com?
Hmm. I believe it is, yeah.
Well, head on over to Warlockery and see what the latest blog post is.
He's been busy.
Well,
I can't believe it's raining. Ridiculous.
Where? In Tenaris?
I wish. Oh, sandstorming in Tenaris, that's what I need.
Yeah.
Now that I've got to collect all these pets again. Those things are the same. It's like, oh no, I need to go.
Get one again.
We go to that monkey island and wait for it to rain.
That's it. Go down outside AQ and wait for those ones to spawn again.
Oh yeah, jeez.
Good times, man. Good times.
Yeah.
I think we're going to wrap it up there.
I think so.
Because I know you're going to bugger off to hospital and make me edit it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. So if we want to get it out before Christmas,
I'm going to be here.
I'm going to have to get cracking.
So I would say, and I need your agreement on this, Mr. Asheo, that we will not be looking at doing a show until we hit the 2014. Is that correct? Number 14 in 2014?
Oh, I don't know about that. That means we're going to skip like 2 weeks.
Is it 2 weeks?
Yeah, I don't know that we can survive that long. I might just have to do one without you.
Well, I did suggest that. I did suggest you go looking for other co-hosts, and then I saw a tweet that you'd actually advertised it about seconds after I said I was going to be available.
I thought I'd use that new private feature in Twitter where you can tweet and exclude people from being able to see it.
Yes, didn't work. Very upset. I was crying into my poached egg that I got.
Just one?
Cold.
One cold poached egg. Oh, stingy bastard. Yes.
Cold poached egg, which basically looks like it's been rubberized. Rubber, that's not a word I can say very easily. Rubberized.
Well, yes, the holiday period is coming up. We will let people know on via the Twitters as to what we're doing.
Mm.
But we'll try and stay as regular as possible without having to eat too many Metamucil tablets.
Figs.
Mm.
I recommend the Activia fig.
We'll have a good fig.
But we certainly won't be doing another show until Christmas. So let's wish the listener and his mate and what was his name? Tom Chilton.
Tomo.
Tomo, a Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
And don't forget to get all your presents. I need to be back so I can queue up all my thousands of characters to get their little packages from Great Santa Claus, whatever his name is.
Well, that's,
Great
that's,
Father Winter.
It starts today.
You don't get the presents, though, do you?
No, not for Christmas. But Wintersvale, we'll be out collecting the eggs and going to kill the abominable little dude up in Alterac. Oh,
so, get me small eggs.
Get cracking with it.
Get cracking, small eggs. Yeah. You're so funny. Say bye now before I laugh myself to death.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
You've just skipped to the end of WoW Geekly. Well, hopefully you didn't skip all the way and enjoyed something of what we said this week. If so, let us know. If not, let us know that too. How, you ask? Well, you're all clever and discerning people and can probably take a darn good guess, but I'll spell it out anyway. Find us on the interwebs at wowgeekly.com or over on Twitter where, wait for it, at wowgeekly. Follow the lads directly on @TheShayo and @LJeppy. Or, if you have a hankering to write us more than 140 characters, email us, wowgeekly@gmail.com. Please subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher, or if you're really into oversubscribing, do both.
Upload complete.